Here's the man responsible, Kieran De Burka, Director of Transport Projects at the Department of Regional Development. Morning to you, Kieran.
Good morning, Stephen.
So you're responsible for the cock-up?
I wouldn't say it's a cock-up at all, Stephen. What we're trying to do here is to reprioritise traffic in the city centre. At the moment, we have about 60% of traffic driving through the city centre from one side of it to the other that has no business there, and we want that traffic to move around the city rather than through it.
Sorry, Kieran, can I just stop you there? What on earth do you mean, no business there? Traffic that has no business there. What do you mean?
It is true traffic that does not have... It is not... Our surveys are showing us that there's 30,000 vehicles travelling front and back of City Hall, and over 60% of those do not stop in the city centre. They're using this as a shortcut. We want this traffic to bypass the city. We've got absolutely no problem with people who have to drive into the city centre to work and to shop. That's what the city centre is for. We have to make the city a more livable city. And I think you also need to be aware that over 40% of households in Belfast do not have access to a private car. And we need to make sure that there's a balanced approach as far as to the city is concerned.
So 60%, the majority do. When you talk of people having no business driving through the city centre, they're people who pay your wages, Mr. Burka.
That's beside the point. Like I'm paid to do a job. What I'm saying to you is we're trying to make this a more livable city centre. We have issues with accidents. We need to get the bus fleet operating. And since the new bus lanes have gone into operation in the city centre, the bus service has improved its reliability dramatically. Discussions yesterday with representatives from TransLink show that the number of bus journeys that they would have had to change or to drop altogether has dropped by two-thirds from this time last year. So we are providing a better bus service. Now, as the Minister said...
How many more buses?
As the Minister said in the previous programme, he has just allocated another £27 million for another 130 buses. And,
when will they be available?
They'll be coming on stream within the next 6 to 8 months, I think. I'm not exactly sure the details of when they're available. But the current bus fleet that we have, we need to make that operate more efficiently. Every bus that we bring in and out of the city centre carries between 40 and 50 people. That's the equivalent of approximately 30 to 35 cars taking up valuable road space.
Well, it is, of course, for those people who want to use public transport, but... Do you care if people are disincentivized from using their car? Or is that the purpose here?
What we're trying to do is give people an option. We're putting in much more park and ride sites. We've invested very heavily in rail and in bus and in bus stations. And it's a gradual process.
But what about the motorist who wants to stay in their car?
The motorist,
are they welcome in the city centre?
They're welcome in the city centre, absolutely. If they have business in the city centre, or if they're working there, if they want to come in and shop, we have no problem with that. It's the people, it's drivers that are going through the city and using it as a shortcut.
What do you mean? Can you give me an example of a route where you think they're using it as a shortcut?
Well, for instance, people going from East Belfast to North Belfast are going through the city centre instead of going around using the motorways. Using the Westlink and the M2 and M3.
But it would be significantly longer using the motorways. And in the morning and at tea time, the motorways are jammed. The Westlink's jammed.
Yes, but, every European city, and somebody like yourself travels a lot, you see every European city, most cities actually have their city centre totally closed off to traffic. We're allowing a proportion. And it's only 10... The impact that we're currently working on is an impact of approximately 10% on the traffic that's in Belfast in the morning and evening.
What do you mean?
The overall impact is in the city centre area, there's only a reduction. The measures we're putting in place only reduce the volume of traffic in the city centre by approximately 10%.
So you think 10% of motorists will decide we're not going that route?
Well, they have an option of not going that route or using public transport or cycling or walking. We're investing very heavily in cycling facilities.
But what about people who don't want to cycle and don't want to walk? There's absolutely no doubt that your plan is disrupting their lives.
Of course. And there is the alternative that we want to provide facilities that are balanced across the whole area. We're not saying to those people that you can't continue to use your car. It's just that it won't be as easy to use your car, particularly if you're driving through the city centre. That's what we're saying to those people.
So actually, when I was saying, have you any idea how much this is disrupting, this is deliberate disruption of the motorist.
It's not that. This is a rebalancing of the very limited road space we have got in the city centre. We can't continue to build more and more roads. You know, we're talking about bringing more and more jobs and more people to come and work in Belfast. You know, if we bring an extra 20,000 jobs into the city, that means we have to build two or three more motorways, motorway interchanges, more car parks. We've got to get people to change their mindset. And this is a slow process. This will not happen overnight. It takes time for people to get used to the fact that, you know, I need to look at an alternative. We also want people to consider when they're making short journeys, maybe 1 mile or 2 mile, a lot of journeys are of that length, to make a decision, okay, maybe I'll walk or cycle as far as this journey is concerned.
Are you serious?
I know not everybody will want to do that, but we need to get some of the people to make this change. Yes.
So gone are the days when you can actually, when what government's actually trying to do and people like you actually trying to make it easy for us to live our lives, and if we choose to drive a car, that you're proactively saying this morning that you're not trying to make it as easy as possible for the motorist.
We can't afford to do that because as more and more people buy cars, there's less and more, less space. And what you do,
well, you're creating less and less space. You're taking lanes away from the motorist, Mr. Burke.
What we're about is moving people, not vehicles. It's about moving people, and a bus lane will move at least 2 to 3 times as many people as a car lane, and that's the reality of life.
For those people who choose to get on a bus,
of course, for those people that choose to get on a bus, but
what about the hardworking person who's paying car tax, who's paying car insurance, who's working 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and they want the luxury of driving their private car in the city?
But the thing is, so many other people want the same luxury. If we continue to provide space for all these people to continue to drive their cars, we run out of space very quickly. You know, you end up with tailbacks up to Temple Patrick because everybody will be sitting one person in a car. I walked on Oxford Street on last Thursday or Friday morning, I can't remember which, from May Street to Queensbridge. There was 43 cars in the inside lane, and 40 of those cars had just a single person in them. Now, that was the equivalent, that 43 cars was the equivalent of what we would carry on one bus. Yet they took up a full lane of a road, whereas if we had the bus service...
And how do you feel about those cars with single motorists in them?
Well, you know, if people choose to drive on their own, that's their decision. But it's just, you know, we just can't afford to keep building more and more road space.
But how do you feel about those people who are in a car? You say you saw 43 of them with just one motorist. How do you feel about them?
I just think that's your decision to drive a single car. I don't have any feelings one way or the other about it.
Well, you must have, because you've deliberately pinpointed on them. You've raised it this morning.
I'm giving you an example of how road space, what I'm giving you is an example of how road space can best be utilised by a bus lane which delivers buses, 29 or 30 buses an hour, delivering maybe 1,500 people, a car lane delivering maybe 400 or 500 people. That's the reality of life, and that's the way every other city in Europe is going.
But other cities in Europe, Mr. Burke, have rapid transport systems. We don't.
And we have a rail service. We've upgraded the service as far as Bangor, and we're upgrading the service from Derry to Coleraine.
How long will that take?
It'll take the next 2 to 3 years, but this is a gradual process, and we have to start someplace.
It's a joke, isn't it? It's a complete joke.
I don't agree with you.
Some of what you're saying, Mr. Burke, is look, you're upgrading the system, but it's going to take 2 or 3 years. What do people do over the next 2 or 3 years while you're making it a lot more awkward for them to drive around the city?
We're putting in much more by simply getting all the bus lanes into the city centre, as we're doing at the moment. As I said to you earlier on, we've dramatically improved the operation efficiency of the existing service. The existing bus service in the city is working far more efficiently this September than it did last September, and those are the results we've got from TransLink.
And how do you quantify that?
Because, as I said last year, the exact figures are, last year, for the same period in September, 119 services failed to operate properly. They were either cancelled or had to run short journeys for TransLink and the Metro service. This year, in the same period, only 44 services. So that's a huge improvement in bus reliability that we brought about as far as city centre.
And what about motorist satisfaction?
Motorist satisfaction, people that want to come into the city can still come into the city. People that we want the people to drive around the city as far as possible.
I think you said at the beginning of the program, except those people who have no business being in the city.
Yeah, there's a lot of people driving through the city that because they see it as a short and easy route to drive through. We've got to put in additional pedestrian crossings. We've got to put in cycle facilities within the city centre. Part of the proposals we're doing at the moment is to make the city better for people to live in and to work in. And in order to do that, we've got to reduce the traffic.
And have you quantified motorist satisfaction with your plans?
We did a full public consultation in 2010 on this proposal. Everything was made crystal clear. It was launched by the Minister and the Lord Mayor.
And what did the figures show, Mr. Burke, just before you go this morning? You know, how many motorists have supported this plan? Because they are the majority of road users. How many motorists have supported this plan?
We went through all the full consultation documents. We went through them. There was very few objections to the proposals. I think everybody understands the fact that we need to change. We cannot continue to build more and more road space. We cannot continue to knock down houses to build more and more road space.
Am I right in saying that you're telling people that unless they're doing something in the city centre, stay away with their car?
I'm not saying to stay away with your car. It's just it'll make it more difficult to get through the city centre. There are alternative routes like the A55 and the motorway system around the city.
How did you get into work today?
I walked into work today.
You walked?
Yeah, and normally I normally get the bus, but I actually walked in today because I needed to do some work on the way in.
So you're,
I normally get the bus.
So you have no understanding as to what it's like for a motorist that needs to use a car to get to work?
I drive around the city whenever I have to take long journeys. But generally, I walk around the city, and as far as I'm concerned, that's my personal choice what way I...
But you've no idea what it's like to need to drive to work,
For people that live long distance away, we have alternatives. We're improving the Ulster bus service, the Gold Line service.
People that need to bring their kids to school, they need to drive their kids to school.
Well, I think, this is one of the areas where there are several initiatives taking place, based around the schools to make schools more people walk and cycle to make it safer for people to cycle around schools, which is obviously far more healthy than what people pulling up, causing chaos outside schools and dropping kids off. I think, what we're trying to do here is to take a balanced approach as far as transport is concerned.
And you say, just finally, because I know you need to go on, thank you for explaining this for us, but there's a huge reaction to this morning. You say that people should stay away who have no business in the city centre. For those people who are shopping in the city centre, there's absolutely no doubt you're making it more awkward for them to drive into the city centre and shop in the city centre. Right?
We are not doing that at all. If you look at the city centre outside the peak times is operating perfectly normally. there is a bit of congestion on Queensbridge and Custom House in the Custom House.
A bit of congestion.
Yes, it's.
Motorists are phoning this show telling us it's traffic chaos.
And motorists seem to forget what it was like this time last year, because before we started these works, because there was traffic jams on those roads as well coming into town. I think we were the weather yesterday, because of the flooding, and the A55 was down to two lanes in certain locations. People were looking at other routes. There was an issue that where there was some accident or some emergency on Oxford Street, where a taxi was parked in a traffic lane for over 20 minutes. So, you know, these are all situations that occurred yesterday, and we had really, really bad weather. So, you know, there was, but during the daytime, when people want to come in and shop and visit businesses and whatever in city centre, the city is operating perfectly normally. There are absolutely no problems as far as the city centre is concerned during the daytime.
So the taxi drivers here are telling me it's costing now triple the fare to get into for to get people into work during the day. The lorry drivers here are telling me that they're losing business. The shopkeepers here are telling me that they're frightened. This is actually going to close some of them down in the city centre. They're all spoofing.
I would never say anybody is spoofing. What I would say is we will take all their views on board, and we are constantly looking at what we've put on the street at the moment to make sure that it's operating as efficiently
so
as
So you're
possible.
Prepared to listen, and you might change your plans?
We're prepared to listen and to make certain tweaks as far as the system is concerned, but the overall plan, which is the Belfast Metropolitan Transport Plan, which we're implementing, which is the policy that has been put in place, and this is part of it. Look, it's quite clear we cannot continue to keep building more and more road space. You know, the old days where you could knock down houses in city centres, you know, those days are gone, and you cannot keep allowing private car traffic to increase time and time again, because it simply is unsustainable, and the, you know, the city will just die as far as that's concerned.
Okay. And just finally, Mr. Bergen, thank you so much. There are there are some texters this morning suggesting to me that ambulances, which are not blue light ambulances, but they are transporting patients, they're not allowed into these bus lanes. Is that true?
As far as I'm aware, all emergency vehicles can use the bus lanes, and I'm sure there's, you know, if an ambulance is transporting, whether it's a blue light or not, if it's transporting somebody in an emergency, I'm sure nobody would object to that.
Who's going to police this, by the way? Will there be cameras? Will the police be on the ground? What will happen?
Yes, the PS and I were out yesterday in the bad weather, actually ticketing people who were travelling in the bus lanes, and the our own parking enforcement attendants are on place on site to make sure that people aren't parking illegally in the bus lanes.
And will there be cameras, or will it be the police ticketing us all the time?
We're looking at putting cameras on the buses, and to make sure that, a bit like Transport for London, have their cameras for enforcement.
Okay, Mr. Perker, thank you very much indeed. Good morning to you.